your money back.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. It's Father's Day 2011, so we want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening out there. And I want to invite you to call in anytime throughout this hour at our toll-free number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can reach me via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We did not have a trivia winner in the second hour, but we gave it away. So in the third hour, we will throw a new trivia question into the mix, and we'll make it a Lotus trivia question. This particular Lotus vehicle was featured in a James Bond movie. It was featured in the movie called The Spy Who Loved Me, and among other things, it turned into a submarine. What type of Lotus was utilized in that movie? Whoever comes up with the answer gets a cool prize from Warren Tracy, the man with the busted knuckle garage. Well, as I mentioned, it's Father's Day, and talk about a great Father's Day gift this would make. It's a brand new book from our good friend Matt Stone, automotive journalist extraordinaire, photographer, author, and broadcaster. Hey there, Matt, how you doing?
Doing fine, Bob, and happy Father's Day to you too.
Thank you so much. Well, let's begin by talking about this really cool book. You've just released it, and it's all about your first car. Everybody remembers your first car, and I know you had a very cool first car. We'll have you tell our Auto World listeners about that, and I'll fess up that I had a black 1977 Ford Mustang. It didn't have the 302 V8, the 5-liter engine, but back in those days, it was blowing through a little two-barrel carburetor and wasn't so high in the ponies department, about 140, I think it was rated at, but still had pretty decent torque. I think it was 275, 280, but you, my friend, had a true muscle machine.
I did indeed, Bob. Big blue, and I miss it. It was my 71 Olds 442, and that was about the time of the gas crisis, and as I've said before, what every 16-year-old kid needed was 455 cubic inches and a Hurst shifter.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit about your dad. Was your dad a car guy, Matt? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Yeah, very much so, Bob, and I suppose that's where it all started with me. And he was the original car guy in the family, and that's who this book is dedicated to. I call him my first car guy, which was very true. And Dad just had great cars over the years, and he and I had a lot of great times with cars over the years.
That's wonderful. So the idea for this book was kind of to bring us all back to that first car. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you were, if you were, you know, fresh off getting your license or whether you had to wait a couple of years, this is something that everybody remembers.
I think so, Bob. It's everybody's first freedom machine. You know, you're 16 years old, you're reaching for independence, kind of breaking the strings a little bit and reaching out there to figure out who you are. And that was usually the key to good times with your family and friends and first dates and going to the beach or wherever you went to have fun, and everybody did that in their first car.
So true. You decided to interview a whole slew of different people for this book. Give us an idea of how you came up with this rather unique list of folks.
Yeah, true enough, Bob, and I'm very honored and appreciative of all the people who participated. Some great names, some great cars, and some great stories altogether. I just kind of first went down my list of friends who are car people and race drivers and car executives, and other folks who I figured would have interesting car stories, or be names that readers would identify with. And started there, and then kind of one thing led to another, and some of them were like, hey, have you talked to so-and-so? So-and-so would do this, or so-and-so had a cool car. And one thing just kind of led to another. We ended up with a list of car people, athletes, celebrities, and racing drivers that we ended up collecting for this piece.
Was there one common thread throughout all these folks besides the fact, of course, they all love their first car?
That's really the big one, Bob. No matter what their first car was or the story behind it, they all just loved it and speak fondly of their first Freedom Machine, almost to a man and woman. Everybody did.
And there aren't many out there, but I know you pointed out to me a little bit earlier today, McKeel Haggerty, the CEO of Haggerty Classic Car Insurance, he had a very cool car. You chronicle him in the book, and he still owns that car today. I mean, many folks wish they still own that car.
Well, true enough, Bob, and I have not done the math within the book, but there was a surprising number of people who still have their first car from this particular group, and more than I would have expected, a surprising number, and it was interesting to hear them tell that story.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of the car executives. Who did you talk to in that realm?
Well, a couple that come to mind, certainly, I think most everybody is fairly aware of a guy named Bob Lutz.
Sure.
And Lutz, one of the fathers of the original Dodge Viper, a long-time career in the car business with General Motors, with Chrysler, with Ford of Europe, with BMW. I mean, Bob has been there and done that as a big-game car executive and a big guy, too. Bob is a very tall, statuesque-looking gentleman. Former Marine pilot and captain, and I guess Bob's probably 6'4", 6'5", and somehow used to squeeze that long-legged frame into his 53 VW when he was
wow.
a kid growing up in Switzerland.
I would never have expected that. That's great, Matt. Wow.
Yeah. So, and another one, a lot of people may or may not know a gentleman, and I truly mean gentleman, by the name of Ed Welburn, who is the director... Global VP of Design for General Motors, the first African-American person to ever hold that title. And Ed is a real Renaissance man, a gifted designer, and a good design editor. And he's leading, I think, a good charge for bring back great design to General Motors. And Ed shared his story of his 65 Buick Skylark Grand Sport. And a great car and some great stories he had to tell about it.
Absolutely. And of course, Ed loves his 69 Camaro, which, of course, was kind of a design inspiration for the current 2010, 2011, 2012 Camaro. Good choices there, Matt. Of course, Jay Leno had to be in this book. Most folks who aren't into the car hobby still recognize Jay for his love of automobiles. Jay grew up in the north part of Boston, north shore of Boston in the Andover area. And I know he's told me stories over the years of flipping his parents' cars and of ordering a famous, his mom kind of told his dad, go let him, you know, let Jay do the ordering on the vehicle, let him pick the engine, and of course he picked the big 7-liter engine and the glass packs and the whole bit. But as far as his first car is concerned, I'd be really curious to know what this guy that now owns umpteen zillion cars, what did it all begin with?
Began for Jay with a 1934 Ford pickup.
Interesting.
And I think that's it's pretty amusing because he grew up on a farm, as you say, in rural Massachusetts, and Jay was worried originally that he didn't have the stick shift gene.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent a lot of time driving that 34 Ford up and down the driveway of his parents' home, making sure that he could drive a stick before he even got his license.
A great story. They're all within the book, My First Car. We're going to continue with Matt Stone for the whole hour. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Rolled down the window. Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Peter Krasnow from Midas Resources. Today is July 15th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.88. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.27.92, $8.13.96 for a half ounce, and $4.06.98 for a quarter ounce. $16.27.92, $8.13.96, and $4.06.98.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and travel with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic group quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live with Matt Stone. Automotive journalist extraordinaire, broadcaster, photographer, and author. He's written so many cool books, and the latest one, matter of fact, it just arrived here in a long household, and I haven't had a chance to really dive into it yet. It's called My First Car, Recollections of First Cars from Jay Leno, Tony Stewart, Carol Shelby, Dan Aykroyd, Tom Wolfe, and many, many more. Let's talk a little bit about the cover, Jay. I personally love what you've done here with the cover. Just to paint a little verbal picture for our listeners across the nation. You've got kind of a classified newspaper advertising automobile section in the background, and then there's some shuffle pictures and some interesting photos. Who's dead center there in that photo on the cover of the book?
Yeah, that handsome devil is Peter Brock. Not sure how many people know Peter. He's a gifted automotive designer.
Sure.
Was instrumental in the design of the hang glider. Worked for Shelby American for many years. And is an independent designer. He is now a motorsports photographer and journalist of some note. Covers mostly sports car racing. But Peter Brock, a good friend and a handsome guy, and absolutely an interesting story of his first two cars that you'll read about in this book.
Excellent. I love the way that you've broken the book up here at the starting line, which is about a whole group of racers, titans of the industry. These are all folks that are involved in one way or another with the automotive hobby, and we'll definitely talk about some of those folks. Stars of stage, screen, and sound, and then running on all cylinders, athletes, great title there. The rest of the pack, journalists, artists, and others, and truly a very eclectic group of folks here. But let's begin and talk about a couple of the racers here. I know Mario Andretti is one of your heroes and certainly a great friend of yours. I had the pleasure of having dinner with him in Las Vegas with a group of other journalists, but I actually sat next to him, so I was very, very fortunate to learn a lot about Mario, and I was surprised what a down-to-earth guy he is and what a gentleman he is. And I can imagine that probably Mario had a fast car from an early age.
Well, he and his twin brother Aldo had racing blood for sure. And their first car is a couple of young immigrant teens that made it over from Italy, was about as American as it got. And that, of course, is a 57, red and white, 57 Chevy Bel Air, 283 with the power kit, and a 3 on the trig.
Wow. And those are so collectible today. Boy, Mario hit a home run there in more ways than one. How about Danica Patrick? She, of course, of racing fame in many different series. What type of vehicle did she first own?
Yeah, her first car was a 96 Ford Mustang SVT Cobra. And the funniest part of her story is, at the beginning, she didn't know how to drive a stick, and she didn't know how to do a burnout. Couldn't do a burnout, where she's learned since. And she even learned back then, but she said she was so frustrated. She's got this hot Mustang with a 4-cam, 4.6 motor, and a 5-speed, and she kept killing the engine trying to learn how to do a burnout.
Oh, that is great. Another racing legend that you managed to find out a little bit about his early beginnings, Sir Sterling Moss. Now, somehow I think Sir Sterling, you know, I'm guessing here, would drive, you know, something Jaguar-esque or something like that, but what was the vehicle in reality?
No, Bob, his first car, Sir Sterling's first car, was about as weird as they got, and that would be a three-wheel tricycle Morgan
with the
V-twin engine, matchless motor, mounted up front, driving the front wheels. Two wheels in front and one wheel in the back was a three-wheel Morgan, a weird little car, but that was Sterling Moss's first, and he loved it.
Oh, that's great. Another gentleman, of course, you being part of the Speed TV crew that covers all the Barrett Jackson auctions and the Big Scottsdale event, the Palm Beach event, the Orange County event, and the Vegas event. Greg Jackson, you know, quite an interesting story. You know, him and his dad starting Barrett Jackson. I mean, Barrett Jackson, his father, along with Tom Barrett, starting the company, and then the death of Craig's brother, and then Craig taking it over, but he's been the man that really has brought it to the heights that it has become today. And I know because of the great success of the Barrett Jackson auctions, he has amassed a wonderful collection of modern cars. But what was his absolute first car?
His first car was inherited from was given to him by his grandmother, 66 Pontiac Le Mans. And he still has it. Greg was smart enough, was one of the guys that was smart enough to keep that car. And he says, wherever I've gone, I think the current engine, I don't believe it runs at the moment. He says, wherever I've gone, I've taken it with me, and he's got a bunch of parts and a big 455 crate motor. And his plan is to restore that car with his kids.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which I think is about as noble a pursuit as you could do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another gentleman who was very influential in getting me out on the road as I was doing this very same show, Auto World, for many, many years out of the Boston headquarters of a former network. And Barry McGuire invited me and a couple of other automotive talk show hosts out there on the road and really opened up my world. And I know the answer to this one, but tell our listeners, what was Barry's first car, and also the interesting note that his first, this is a guy that's made a whole lot of money but really didn't have a car collection, but in more recent years when he decided to start getting a car collection, the first car he had to get was that first car.
Yeah, I had the proverbial 57 Chevy. Again, like Mario Andretti did, Barry's was black, and he, I believe, bought it and sold it a time or two. And the current one he has is not his exact first car, but an accurately done recreation of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. How about Bill Warner, the wonderful gentleman who puts on the Amelia Island Concours, photographer for Road and Track? Bill has always had an eclectic eye for unusual vehicles. Did that spawn out of his first car, or did he have something
more
mainstream?
Not really, Bob. It was pretty pedestrian. He had a old Buick Wildcat, and he used to call it the Blue Baru because the nickname for it was because he, of course, like everybody did, he flopped the cover of the air cleaner over, and when you floored it and the four-bell carburetor opened up, you got that wonderful intake roar, and then everybody said that was the Baru because you could hear that thing screaming every time he drag raced it.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
When it comes,
Bill is the absolute ultimate, in my opinion, along with Leno and a few others, one of the great ultimate automotive enthusiasts in this world.
Absolutely.
And as you said, they do a great and wonderful charity car show every March in Amelia Island, Florida, near Jacksonville. It's called Amelia Island Concours. That if y'all out there, if you haven't been, you need to.
Absolutely. Matt's a judge there. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about more folks with their first car. And if you'd like to chime in, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future temperature and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
A brand new book from Matt Stone, who has written so many great books over the years. Matt, automotive journalist, now freelance, and he's a broadcaster, he's a photographer, and author of many, many books, as I mentioned, including My First Car, Recollections of First Cars from lots of famous folks, and we've been talking about some of these famous folks. I'm curious about George Barris. I mean, here's a guy that has spent a lifetime customizing vehicles and still going strong in his 80s today. I believe he grew up in the Sacramento area. What was his first car, Matt? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, George is just the nuclear personality, no doubt about it. He's the Energizer bunny of car guys, and he started out with an old Buick. In the 20s, and he decided to strip all the knobs out of his parents' kitchen and bolt them onto his old car and started customizing right from his very first car.
Interesting. Great story. As we move into some stars of stage, screen, and sound, Robert R.J. Wagner, of course, has had a wonderful career. Remember him well from the old TV series Heart to Heart, and I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, but I understand, Matty, he's quite the gentleman.
That's an understatement, Bob. I mean, R.J. Wagner, I mean, talk about class, old-world Hollywood all the way. A real gentleman and a half, was very forthcoming with his stories and anecdotes and quips from days gone by and early cars that he had and automotive-flavored films that he's been a part of. What a class act. I don't know any other way to say it, but R.J. Wagner, I always enjoyed his work, and now having spoken with him numerous times, he goes high on my list of classy guys.
You wrote a wonderful book about Steve McQueen, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later on in the hour, but I'd love to hear about his first car, as well as your very close friend, Steve's son, Chad's first car.
Well, it seems that the car guys are car guys from birth. Steve McQueen, I believe his first motorized thing, as I recall, was an Indian motorcycle with a sidecar.
Yeah.
But then he replaced it with an MGTD, or TC, whichever, partially paid for by his gambling winning.
He was
an itinerant gambler as a young man, and used to play cards for money, and saved up some money and bought himself an MG with that.
Great story. And how about his son, Chad? And how is Chad these days? I haven't seen him for a while. I saw him at SEMA a year or so ago, and he seemed to be doing a whole lot better.
He's doing really, really fine. After recovering from a pretty terrible racing accident, he was practicing for the 24 Hours of Daytona some years back, and another car lost control and put him right into the wall, and he broke his neck and broke an arm and broke a leg and really got banged up. But he's doing quite fine. Thank you, Bob. His first car was his 48 Chevy pickup.
Very cool.
Nothing too exotic,
yep.
Although he's got a pastel of Porsches and bikes and all kinds of stuff today. But started all with a very humble old Chevy pickup that he restored and bought from his father. Actually saved up his money from a paper route and working at a gas station. And his dad wouldn't give him the truck. He had to buy it.
Oh, isn't that a cool story? Wow. Another cool story in the realm of, I just get a kick out of this one, of movie stars is the story of a guy who is known for going fast, but his first ride was rather slow, Patrick Dempsey.
Indeed. Dr. McDreamy or Steamy or whatever he is. Patrick Dempsey, I mean, is kind of a younger version of Robert Wagner or Paul Newman. I mean, really good-looking guy, but as down-to-earth as they come, and a real car enthusiast. And I asked him when we started the interview, I said, Patrick, tell me, what was your first car? He said, 1972, Mercedes, diesel, brown, slow.
Very good. Looking at some of the athletes here, Bill Goldberg, interesting guy. He's actually become a close friend of mine. Talk about a guy with a diverse background, All-American football player, pro football player, wrestler, actor, and now TV host. He's a diehard collector of muscle cars. I think he has a 4,000-square-foot garage in his house there near San Diego. But what was his first car?
Well, and you're right. I mean, an absolute car guy and a mountain of a man. If you've never seen Bill Goldberg in person, just a monster of a guy, just huge, muscular mountain mm-hmm. of a man. And a seriously knowledgeable, as you indicated or intimated, muscle car guy, and a very nice guy. I mean, kind of the gentle giant, you might say.
Absolutely.
Let's see, what was Bill's first car? Now I have to refresh my memory. I wrote this thing, but of course I didn't memorize it all. But let's see, Goldberg, what was his first car? He's certainly got them now.
Oh, he's got an amazing
76
collection.
76 Pontiac Trans Am. Well, that sort of tells you the era that Bill Goldberg grew up in.
Yeah.
Because we were, you know, those of us that were getting our licenses in the 70s, I mean, man, a Trans Am was...
That was a hot machine.
That was hot stuff. And we all wanted them.
Yeah, he's got some great car stories to tell, definitely. As we look at some other interesting folks here... Let's talk about some journalists. We just lost him recently, but David E. Davis Jr. certainly was a automotive industry giant in the realm of publishing, a wonderful storyteller, and I can only imagine growing up knowing that he grew up in Kentucky and he loved SUVs. I'm thinking maybe a Jeep or something like that. What was it?
No. I think he owned Jeeps later on in his life, But not to begin with. David E. was a sports car guy.
Oh, true.
And
racer.
Had a very, very rare Mercedes-Benz Roadster. This particular model that he had, I think they built like 15 of them or something. a rear-engine odd duck of a little roadster. And there aren't but a few left in the world. And then he followed that with an MG, and he was a sports car guy back then.
Interesting. How about astronaut and later Senator John Glenn?
John Glenn. Yes, again, I remember the story, but I certainly don't remember the car as I sit here at the moment. What was it? I have to look in this book.
Yeah, take a look.
I bet it's here.
Page 200, the rest of the pack.
All right. Well, we'll just go there, and we'll answer. I'll answer my own question.
I know there's a wonderful picture of John in the front of the book.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He liked his convertibles, I believe, often, as did so many of those flyboys.
Absolutely.
Often had convertibles. How about it says in a 1929 Roadster. But he never says what it was. I would suspect or guess that it was a Ford.
Yeah.
That this is a story I actually bought from another author. And it says, my dad gave me a dilapidated 1929 Roadster when I was 16. Had a canvas top, always kept lowered. I named the car the Cruiser.
Oh, that's.
And he never says what it was.
Oh, that's
how funny.
How funny
is that? Again, I'm guessing 29 Roadster of some sort. Probably a Ford or a Chevrolet, but we don't know for sure. Because he doesn't say.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk to Matt about my first car, recollections of first cars from all kinds of cool people. We'll tell you where you can actually purchase this. And I just noticed something interesting about this book. When we come back, I'll tell you about that. And we'll talk about some of other books by Matt. So don't go away. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
yeah,
goodnight?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there. The difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for. And we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're spending a whole hour with one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. It's Matt Stone. Got a brand new book here. It's so brand new that I just received it here and haven't had a chance to actually read it yet. Looking forward to it. My first car, recollections of first cars from all kinds of famous folks, and we've been talking about some of those folks. Matt, before we go any further, remind everybody, Motor Books is the publisher, of course, but where's the best place for folks to pick up a copy?
Easy enough to find, Bob. People can buy it publisher direct from motorbooks.com, or I believe at a slight discount, Amazon carries it as well, amazon.com, and you can buy that there. And if anybody's interested in learning more about the other books that I have published, one on Steve McQueen, one on Paul Newman, several buyer's guides and other books, check out my own website at mattstonecars.com.
Excellent. The thing I was chuckling about going into the break here, I just noticed the credits in the beginning here, editor and the design manager and the design by all these individuals share their first car right there in the intro of the book. That's a very, very cool touch there, Matt.
Yeah, I have to say, Bob, this book is just all about a fun ride. It's interesting people and some interesting cars and just about all of them interesting stories to go along with them. And even sometimes if the cars weren't so interesting, the stories ended up usually being. And this is all about people and their interaction with their first cars, and I'm sure everybody has great first car stories, but that was my goal here, was to put a bunch of them together in one place. Father's Day's not over yet, not too late. Pick up a copy, and I'm sure your dad will be happy to get it next week if he didn't get it today.
So true, and we should also remind folks, like you say, you've got a wonderful book on Steve McQueen and his cars and motorcycles, and a wonderful book all about Paul Newman, both his racing side and his automotive side. Just a wonderful collection there. A great Ferrari book, which is something that I so enjoy, have right here in my office. That's a great book. That's published by David Bull Publishing. Tell our listeners about that book.
Yeah, true enough, called The Ferrari Phenomenon. And I mean, there are a million Ferrari books out there. I seem to have most of them. And I set out to do something different, to tell stories that people maybe hadn't heard, or some very unusual cars, a bunch of previously unpublished photos. And so if you're looking for a different kind of Ferrari book, something I call the fun of Ferrari, it's called The Ferrari Phenomenon, published by Bull Publishing in Arizona. You can buy a publisher direct or also from Amazon.com.
Excellent. Another really cool book. is the 365 Cars book. Tell our listeners all about that one, Matt.
Bob, the original title of that book, the working title and the idea behind it, was called A Car Guy's Year to Live.
Uh-huh.
If you had 365 days left alive, kind of a bucket list kind of a thing, what are the cars you should and could drive a different car every day? What would be the cars you should drive? So the ultimate final title became 365 Cars You Must Drive. And it's the great and the wonderful and the positively awful that everybody should experience in a quote-unquote in a car guy's life.
It's extremely well done and again, a perfect gift. And, Matt, as you mentioned, you also have done some great buyer's guides. Tell our listeners about some of those guides.
I did a pretty nicely detailed book about the Jaguar E-Type some years ago. There's a Dodge Viper book, Pantera buyer's guide, and some other stuff. Like I say, you can learn about all the books that I've been fortunate enough to publish at my own website under automotive books, and it's called mattstonecars.com. Please check it out. I cannot sell you books through the website, but it tells you what we published and where to buy them.
That's perfect. And when I was looking at your website there last week, I really enjoyed looking at your own personal car history and some of the cool photographs. And I love the picture of you there. Looks like from the late 70s beside the Porsche 924.
Well, the hair, the Fu Manchu mustache, and the big mirrored sunglasses kind of give that away. You can tell about when that photo was taken, huh?
Absolutely. Recently, I showed my bride Sharon my college graduation picture because a lot of colleges are now putting all the yearbooks online. So it was the first time she ever saw me with long hair and a mustache. So, you know, I said, "Now, don't make fun of me." That's just the way it was in those days, right, Matt?
We are where we've been, Bob.
Very good. Let's see, Barrett Jackson-wise, you've got one more, I think, on the agenda, or has the Orange County event come and gone?
No, Orange County is this coming week, and we will be on air Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, broadcasting live on Speed for many hours of auction coverage, and I'll be heading down there later this week, and tune into Speed. You can get the whole schedule at Barrett-Jackson.com, or you can find it on Speed's own website at speed.com, and we'll be live from Orange County Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Please, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, it's kind of the ultimate car porn show, and check us out this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, live on Speed.
Excellent. And the Orange County event seems to be really, I mean, for a long time there, Craig was kind of struggling trying to get a foothold in California. He did a few at the Peterson Museum, and for whatever reason, that didn't fly. But the Orange County one seems to be sticking. And noticing online an enormous tent, I think a bigger tent than last year.
Well, we'll find out, Bob. I haven't seen the physical layout this year, but we'll be heading down there Thursday. And the first sale last year, Barrett Jackson, Orange County, at the Orange County Fairgrounds, was a terrific event and very successful. And they're back again this year with more than 400 cars, and we'll fire up the auction block and see how we do.
Excellent. And then as we move into the fall, it will be time for the Las Vegas event, and then, of course, back to what started it all, the Scottsdale event. It must be both exhausting and great fun to be calling the Barrett Jackson events, Matt.
It is that, Bob. It is all of that. I mean, they're long days, but nothing I love more than talking about cars except driving them. But that's the fun of it for me, is a rolling car show, hour after hour, and calling the play-by-play of the action. And I'm not a big price analyst, so I don't have a whole lot to say about was that a great deal or did somebody pay top dollar or whatever, but I'm there for the cultural imperative and love to tell stories about each of the cars and why they're hot or why they're not. And it is, you know, as you said it is exhausting, but in a really fun way. I love the guys that I work with. We have a great time doing it. And it's a rolling car show that just goes on for hours and days on end, and I'll be there for every minute of it.
Excellent. Let's touch on some other things. How's the price of gas out in your neck of the woods? We were talking about that a little bit with Stephen Cole Smith in the second hour of the broadcast. Has it gone down, or are you still in the same neck of the woods? Here in Boston, it's actually still up a little over $4 a gallon. Stephen Cole Smith was saying down in Florida they're down to about $3.50 or so.
It's still pretty high here, Bob. You know, in California, we just get, unfortunately, shackled with all sorts of gasoline taxes. Today, I saw a regular was $3.89, mid-grade $3.99, and the premium, you know, well over $4 still. So I imagine a lot of other areas in the country a lot less than we are so far.
Yeah, that's true. And interesting, Steve was saying that the magic price seems to be $4 because he was talking about, you know, as soon as it dips below $4, all of a sudden the demand for hybrids start to wane, and then, you know, folks start looking at other vehicles. And, you know, who would believe that, you know, thinking back in time, I remember being a kid with the first gas crisis and the second gas crisis in the 70s there, and boy, gas wasn't even a dollar a gallon then.
Well, sure, we all remember 26.9, 27.9, 28.9 a gallon, and when it went up to over 50 cents a gallon, we just thought, oh my God, it couldn't get any more expensive than that.
So true. Everybody check out Matt's website one more time. What's the exact domain of your new website?
Yeah, check it out. It's mattstonecars.com. Thank you, Bob.
Excellent. And everybody, pick up one of the great books by Matt Stone. Thank you, Matt. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.